Well, many times when you hear in the gospel reading the command, this is what you've got to do today. That's what we had. Prepare the way of the Lord. That's a simple command we heard in the gospel. Philip, prepare the way of the Lord. Everybody in the congregation today, prepare the way of the Lord. Because we're in that season of Advent right now. It's a little bit penitential for the church. That's why the colour is purple. The same as during Lent. Both Advent and Lent are those times when you're preparing for the coming of the Lord. During Lent, we have the preparation for the resurrection at Easter. But right now, during Advent, we have the preparation for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus Christ. That joy of Christmas, the joy of the Christian church, the birth of Christ. It's a way to get ourselves ready, preparing ourselves for that joy that we're going to behold in Christmas time. How do we do it? How do we prepare ourselves? What's the way to prepare ourselves? What does that actually mean? Prepare the way of the Lord. I interpret it as actually looking inside of each one of us and making sure spiritually we're in the right frame of mind to have joy and peace at Christmas. And we do that by listening to that great commandment in the Bible, that great self-help book that says, love thy neighbor. That's the best way to prepare ourselves for Christmas, is to love our neighbor. Simple command, but one that's always difficult to follow. And when it says love, what it means is show compassion to your neighbor. Show compassion. Show kindness. And that term neighbor doesn't mean the person who lives next door to you. Doesn't mean the person who's sitting next to you right now. It's a way of meaning everybody out there. And don't forget the commandment is love thy neighbor as thyself. So you've got to start off, before you can love the neighbor, you've got to love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Show compassion to yourself. And the people we always forget, of course, are the closest family. We've got to be kind to them. We've got to show love to them. That's forgiving them when they make a mistake. It's apologizing when we get it wrong. That's loving thy neighbor. That's loving our family members. And then it's going one step further and loving those people who we don't get along with. Those are our neighbors. That's the way we prepare ourselves, is to love those people who we actually find it difficult to love. The hardest one of all. But when I say love, it's showing compassion. It's understanding why you're having a difficulty with that person. You don't know what's going on inside of that person. Don't prejudge them. Don't treat them as your enemy. Do what Jesus would do. He would just wrap them in his arms and show that love, compassion, and kindness. That's preparing the way in Advent. Preparing for my homilies during the week, I think about all the events that have occurred. And two events have stuck out significantly this week. Two tragic events. One is the French tourist who died age 68, swimming off Gouverneur Beach this week. The second is a circumnavigator, a British solo yachtswoman, who capsized in the middle of the Southern Ocean, that really fierce ocean. 2,000 miles from land, 500 miles from any other support vessel. Her boat capsized. She was alone on the boat. No mast, no engine, alone on the boat. Both those people will have felt, when the woman was struggling for breath in the water alone, the solo yachtsman, when she was capsized, nothing on her boat was working, she will have felt alone. But they weren't alone. No matter what happens, Jesus is always there in our times of trouble. And you can point the finger at those two people and say, why were you swimming quite so far out at Gouverneur Beach? Why were you trying to circumnavigate in a boat single-handedly and sailing through that Southern Ocean when you know how dangerous it can be?
That's because the human spirit doesn't just stay on land and want to be safe. That's not the human nature. The human nature is a little bit adventurous. Human nature is always to push out what we're able to do ourselves. Both people were prepared. This wasn't a 68-year-old who had never been swimming before. She was a sportswoman, she was a swimmer. The yachtswoman had prepared to sail around the world the best she could. She had all the equipment on board. She'd been sailing all her life. So we don't blame those people when they get into dangerous situations. We don't point the finger and say, it's your fault. Think of the families involved with both those situations. The family who have lost a mother, a grandmother, a wife, a sister. And the angst the family went through of the sailing woman who was miles away from any help. But both those people had someone there loving them the whole time they were struggling. That was Jesus with his arms stretched open wide, saying, I am there with you. You are never alone in our times of difficulty. Sadly, for the woman on Governor Beach, she didn't survive. Happily for the 38-year-old yachtswoman from England, she was rescued by a container ship which travelled 2 days out of its way to go and pick her up and managed to do that before that boat sank. But I just want you to think about the preparedness for the next few weeks before Easter. Reach out to that person who you think is alone. Show that person who you think is alone, and they're demonstrating they're alone, perhaps by being angry, perhaps by pushing ahead of you in a queue, just being difficult. Perhaps it's just not smiling. Reach out to them so they know they're not alone. Reach out and show the compassion, the kindness, and then we'll know through preparing the way of the Lord.